Masconomet field hockey coach Leah Gunner is with us. And Coach Gunner and her team were champions of the Cape Ann League this year in field hockey, getting ready for the tournament to start on Thursday. So, Coach Gunner, tell us a little bit about this year's season at Masconomet. What were some of the highlights?
So we actually just picked up kind of right where we left off in the previous season, and we kind of hit the ground running with returning players, especially our returning seniors. And we really knew that we had some tough competition coming into the season with teams such as Traydon, Manchester Essex, North Andover, and Chelmsford. But we took each game one step at a time and focused on the skills that we needed for each game and prepared mentally for one game rather than looking at the end, and it worked in our favor this year.
Well, as we were talking before we started this, you guys have won four straight titles now with this win championship this year, and you could pick up Coach of the Year honors. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Tell us, was there like a defining game for you as a coach that you said, well, we kind of have it going now, or this is kind of what I'm hoping for with this team? Was there one or two games like that this year where that happened for you?
I think our games against Traydon were really a tough matchup. They had really strong forwards and a midfield line, so it really put our defense to the test, and we came up with two wins over Traydon, which was huge for us. In addition to that, we also played Manchester Essex, and again, we came out with a tie, 0-0, but I think it showed some of our strengths in adapting and changing maybe our style a little bit and trying different things on the field that we would see later on in the state tournament. Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about some of your key players, if you will. I know it's a team sport, so there's a number of them, but who are the players that you've been really relying on this year?
Yeah, we really emphasize the team, and we really utilize every player on the field. So it definitely is a team, but I would say that our three captains have really helped get the team motivated every game and really stepped up big for us. So Tessa Ives as our center back, Nell Criscione as our back line two, and then Catherine McVeigh on the midfield line. They really just help move the ball on the field, and they see the game really well, which helps our offensive attack mode and then also defensively. So they've stepped up huge. And then again, just other seniors that on the field, Abby Campbell, just great improvement from the off season into the season. And then Sophie Adams, the same thing, returning to that forward line to generate that offense for us.
Let me just follow up. You may have already answered this in part, but how about a player? Was there any player or a couple of players that kind of stepped up and improved during the year, maybe a little bit more than expected for you this year?
I think Julia Herden is one of our seniors that really stepped up for us. She's really that utility player, and she'd go anywhere at practice and practice midfield defensively and offensively for us, and she does it all with a smile on her face, and she does it well. She takes the constructive feedback well and then uses it to help the team. So really definitely a team player. And then I would have to say Lauren McCormick stepped up big for us this year too, just continuously working hard at practice and pushing our forwards with a strong defensive stance. So those two players definitely have worked really hard throughout the season and continue to keep on improving for us.
All right, so it's Haverhill coming up Thursday afternoon, 2:30 at Masco. And what do you know about Haverhill?
I know that they're a tough team. Again, they got into the tournament. They've had tough games, opponents. I looked at the brackets online, and again, they played some tough teams. And other than that, we're just excited to step on the field tomorrow and give our best effort and leave it all on the field tomorrow and really put our best team forward.
Yeah.
And make it happen.
Gotcha. All right, Masconomet field hockey. Is there anything else I didn't ask you about this team that you think is kind of special, unique, something that you're proud of about this team that I didn't ask you about?
I'm really proud of the way our team has come together during the season. It's a great group of girls. They're wonderful, and again, we were awarded the Sportsmanship Award, and I always stress character is more important than the sportsmanship. So that was a great honor to receive as a team, and I think that really embodies what our players are on the field. They play, they have fun, and they reach out to other players and other teams, and I think that's what it's really all about, is enjoying the game and getting better. So that's great to see.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, Leah, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck in the tournament game on Thursday at home against Haverhill.
All right, thank you.
Leah Gunner, the field hockey coach at Masconomet High School and also the Cape Henley Coach of the Year here on MSONewsSports.com.